Good evening to everyone. I'm so happy to see you here tonight. This has been such an unusual holiday season for me, as I'm sure it is and has been for you. But it's also been special. For example, this is the first year that I can remember since I have lived in Bonterra that I had so many neighbors drop off homemade goodies in appreciation and love of each other. I think when we go through difficult times, we reflect on how very blessed we can be in so many ways. Regardless of the hustle and bustle of the holiday season or lack of hustle and bustle, I know we haven't had parties or things to go to because of COVID, this service has always helped me bring my focus back to the miracle of Jesus Christ and my abundant thankfulness for the many blessings in my life. Please know that I consider each one of you one of those blessings. As you look at your bulletin tonight, you will see that prior to lighting our individual candles, Michelle will lead us in a congregational prayer. Then Joan Jackson will sing the first verse of Silent Night as a solo as our acolyte passes the light from Christ's candle to each of you. And if you'll help wear your mask and help us get everybody's candles lighted, please. Then the congregation will start back with starting with the first verse and moving on through all the verses. After the singing of the last verse of Silent Night, the lights will be raised slightly and the candles extinguished, and we will leave the sanctuary in thoughtful and exciting anticipation of Christ's birth. Now, if you'll please stand as Joan leads us in the call to worship.
We light the candles this night. We'll sing to God a new song. Sing to God, all the earth. Declare the marvelous works of God among all people. Worship God in the beauty of the sanctuary. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. For our hopes find fulfillment beyond the manger. You are great, O God, and greatly to be praised.
You welcome us when no one else has a place for us. Your gifts reach us and we are
We will light candles this time.
Candles of hope, so that we hear God's call in our lives.
Candles of peace, so that we are empowered to envision to the future of our next possible.
On this night of nights, we come to the Lord's table for Holy Communion. Everyone is welcome at His table. All means all. The bread represents Jesus' body. We are Jesus' body here on the earth. And as we eat this bread tonight, it asks us all to rededicate ourselves to being whatever part of that body that Jesus has called you to be. The cup represents Jesus' blood. It also represents His love and His mercy and His forgiveness. And when you take this cup tonight, I would ask each of you to say to yourself, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
We all have our Christmas memories, pictures of Santa Claus, trips to Grandma's house, and a couple of my memories that I'll share with you, and you can think about yours at the same time. Is I was 15, and we'd ride around Nacogdoches in Keith Prince's old car and smoke cigarettes and listen to Keel and Shreveport, and they would play Jingle Bell Rock and Rocking Around the Christmas Tree at Christmas time. And so every year when I hear those, it brings me back to 1958, and it's officially Christmas. Also, the first Christmas that I met my wife, Jane, was at Stephen F. Austin in Nacogdoches in 1963, and it snowed. You all have your individual memories, but we all have one memory in common, and that's the Christmas story in the second chapter of Luke, the verses 1 through 20. I had printed it here in bold type, and as my grandmother would say, in the King James Version, just like Jesus said it. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Then suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the things which was told to them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at the things which they were told by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorified and praising God for the things they had heard and seen as it was told to them. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. God of love, you have brought us together tonight and blessed us with your very self. Open our eyes to the light of Christ, which glows in the darkness of the world, overwhelmed with apathy, pain, and loss, a world separated from you. Speak to us now that we may hear the good news of your salvation. We ask that you bring us into the wonder of your presence on this evening by sending your Holy Spirit to dwell among us and within us. May this be a night worthy of a king. And not just a king, but the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Lord.